This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so, you know, I don't like this headline, so we're going to just kind of knock this out of the way. This insomnia leading to Alzheimer's. We don't want to hear about this, and I can't stand these studies that come out because I don't like to be damned if you do, damned if you don't. All right, so if insomnia puts you at risk for Alzheimer's and sleeping pills put you at risk for memory loss and quote-unquote early death, as we've seen multiple studies come out, well, what the hell are you supposed to do? But the problem is my being a radio host and a physician, I'm supposed to give you the news, so I'll give you the news. I'm supposed to hold on the commentary till after I tell you about the news article, but I'm just giving you my commentary now. I don't like the study at all. I pain in the butt, but anyway, you have my commentary now. I'll tell you the article real quickly. They say poor quality sleep and daytime drowsiness may increase the risk of developing Alzheimer's. It's a self-reported study looking at 101 subjects, so it's a small study. And all these subjects are cognitively normal with an average age of 63. After they completed sleep questionnaires, the subjects submitted to a spinal tap where their spinal fluids were analyzed to look for the presence of indicators of the plaques and the tangles that are kind of characteristic of Alzheimer's. These neurofibrillary tangles and triangles and stuff like that. That's all kind of geometrically messing with the brain. The researchers concluded that poor sleep quality, sleep problems, and daytime sleepiness were associated with increased indicators of the disease. Okay, well, that's all of us. I don't think any of us have really, really, really good sleep. Anyway, while the association between the lack of sleep and dementia is not 100% clear, several animal studies have found that during sleep, the brain's capacity to clear toxins like beta amyloid, which is the toxic protein that forms plaque in the brains of those with Alzheimer's, improves. So we know that there's a cleaning process, a cleaning mechanism. They say it is also possible that this happens in humans as well. When the amyloid gets deposited in the brain tissue, that's like the first preclinical stage of Alzheimer's. So you can have normal cognition, but you already have the sediments in the brain that are already kind of depositing there. They said all participants of the sleep study had known risk factors for Alzheimer's. And you know they found that APOE gene, that APOE gene, APOE gene. This is associated with a greater chance of developing the disease. I kind of want to be tested for this because we have dementia in the family. And, you know, I don't really sound the most coherent sometimes, you know, and so but what are you going to do? I mean, if I know I have it, what am I going to do? Yeah, there's some medications you could start early, but for the most part, there's still not much we could do. I try to live a healthy lifestyle, you know? And if you have this APOE gene, it's associated with a greater chance of developing the disease. So each person rated the amount they slept, their sleep quality, and any trouble sleeping, along with daytime drowsiness and naps. They say participants in our study were willing to undergo a lumbar puncture to move research on Alzheimer's disease forward. And this lumbar puncture is where they put a needle into the back and they suck out the fluid that lines and lubricates the spinal cord. It's not very fun to get a lumbar puncture, okay? But some of us have to do it. So they analyze the fluid and they look at markers related to Alzheimer's disease, such as the plaques and the tangles, as well as the markers of inflammation and nerve cell damage. Now, they are telling us, according to Dr. Benlin, who's an associate professor of medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, not everyone with sleep problems is destined to develop Alzheimer's. All right, so we're not all screwed. They say we're looking at groups of people, and over the whole group, we find the association of poor sleep. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, this is just another study looking at how poor sleep could put you at risk for dementia. But I like to take a step back. Okay? I understand that sleep is very reparative. It's very cleansing. We need our sleep. If I don't get my sleep, I mean, you guys have heard my shows. I mean, look, I'm jet lagged now. Okay? Case in point. Right? Have I proven myself? Yeah. Okay? Crystal clear now? So when I don't get good sleep, I suffer. You suffer. All right? You all are suffering now. But I like to take a step back and go, wait a second. If somebody is at risk for dementia, is it a possibility that the same process causing them to have disturbed sleep is the same process that can also be causing them dementia? Well, what is one very significant medical condition that messes up your sleep? No, it's not a pop quiz. Just answer the question. Nobody, no, it's not a pop quiz. What condition that's really significant and really common messes up your sleep? Sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is where you stop breathing in your sleep, right? You may be sitting there, you may be snoring. Some people don't snore, but you're... And then all of a sudden you just stop snoring, right? Right? And then you stop... Right, that sound, that's what sleep apnea sounds like. Yeah, I just took a nap. Anyway, so with sleep apnea, when you're losing air supply to the brain, well, that could put you at risk for dementia. You know, didn't I say years ago on the show that I think all of us should go on oxygen when we go to bed? Except for those of us with COPD, where the oxygen could mess with our respiratory system and our drive. And if the majority of us go on oxygen before we, you know, when we go to sleep, you know, maybe that could help stave off or decrease the, you know, incidence of dementia. The only problem with that, and I, you know, one is I know Obamacare won't pay for it and the Obamacare plans don't pay for it. But the other thing is sometimes you got to push that air in. You can't just hook somebody up to oxygen. Sometimes you need a mask. Or a CPAP, a continuous positive airway pressure to push that oxygen in, that air in, so that you can get a good breath. So, you know, whether it's pushing air in or breathing in oxygen, I think lack of oxygen to the brain puts you at risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. Because if you have, you know, if you don't have the most ideal state, it's going to be very easy for crap to deposit and things to just build up in the brain that shouldn't be. So if you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, that's going to mess with your sleep. So not getting good sleep messes with you. And underlying conditions that mess with your sleep could mess with you. A bad job that forces you to work, you know, a graveyard shift all the time. So you're trying to fall asleep during the day and it doesn't seem to work pretty well. So the key is to try to get some sleep, but don't go to the pills. Going to sleepy pills isn't the answer, because that doesn't mean you're healthily sleeping. It means you need a crutch to sleep. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships trips free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So gonorrhea is getting smarter and smarter from what we're being told by the World Health Organization, and the antibiotic resistance is making gonorrhea more difficult to treat. They say the bacteria that cause gonorrhea, Neisseria gonorrhea, are particularly smart. Quote, every time we use a new class of antibiotics to treat the infection, the bacteria evolve to resist them. According to Dr. Teodora Wee, a World Health Organization medical officer specializing in reproductive health, who said in a statement. Now, right now we are seeing close to 78 million people worldwide being infected with gonorrhea, and those are people being open about it and getting treated. You have some people that are asymptomatic that could have it and not know. You have some people that don't care and they hide it, and they sneak a Z-Pak to try to treat it. So look at that 78 million people. and consider that an underestimation. But in the news this week, we're being told that oral sex is blamed for the spike in supergonorrhea cases. Now, you would think that oral sex offered some sort of protection because of logic. But they figured out how it may be actually spurring more antibiotic resistance. So let's quickly get through some definitions here. Okay, so what is supergonorrhea? So supergonorrhea is gonorrhea that can supersede any antibiotic treatment. So it is resistant to conventional antibiotic therapy. So what happens with that, and the reason why supergonorrhea is so scary, is not only can it disseminate and kill, it can, but if let's say you have gonorrhea, and you go to the doctor and you get tested, and you don't really have any symptoms, but you're like, you know what, I had a bad night, I didn't think to use a condom. So you end up getting your antibiotics, and you still really don't have symptoms. So you take your antibiotics, and the doctor says, don't forget to come back and let us check that you're cured. Yeah, I'll do that. And you don't. So you think you were cured. You don't have any symptoms. You took your medication, you think you're good. Now you go and have sex, you forget to wear a condom again, you could be transmitting it. So that's non-oral sex, you know, gonorrhea transmission. And so people thinking that they're cured could be spreading it. Now, gonorrhea infection, though, many times will present with this green or yellow discharge that'll emanate from the penile urethra or the vagina. And your gonorrhea could infect not only the genitals, but the rectal area and the mouth. Now, we've talked about disseminated gonorrhea, where the gonorrhea gets into can spread to other parts of the body, cause rashes, cause joint pain, and it can also spread to other pelvic organs, causing pelvic inflammatory disease. Both men and women could also be at risk for infertility because of the scarring that happens with this gonorrhea. But what a lot of people don't realize is having gonorrhea could allow HIV to superinfect. Or it can allow HIV to get in and get to the cells it needs to. The kind of HIV sometimes uses gonorrhea as a Trojan horse. And so, this is how gonorrhea can kill. So, why oral sex? Now, one easy answer for oral sex being a culprit with this is, you know, many people don't use condoms, right, when they have oral sex. But according to Dr. Wee, who's the World Health Organization medical officer, she says, look, when you use antibiotics to treat infections like a normal sore throat, that mixes with the Neisseria species in your throat, and this results in resistance. Now, let's clarify that, okay? So she's saying if the gonorrhea is in the throat and you're using antibiotics to treat a throat infection, those antibiotics could cause that gonorrhea to become a super-resistant bug. How? All right, so let me break this down. So how does a super bug come to be? All right, so we've discussed this on the show, where let's say you have a bunch of bacteria sitting there, and you hit it with an antibiotic. Pretend like it's like a fire hose. And you start spraying down the bacteria and with that antibiotic. The bacteria are going, whoa, 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 and they're all dying, and they're all flying all over the place, and they just go into, just disappear. But there's a couple of them holding on tight. And boy, are they holding on tight. And all of a sudden, after the hose gets turned off, they look around and they go, hey, Bob, you good? Bob? And Bob's dead. Billy, you there? And they look around, and a couple of them survive. And they're like, wow. So they got some good genes. Well, these bacteria then make baby bacteria. And usually the baby bacteria will have the same genes. So superbugs happen when you don't knock them out right the first time. This is why we get on you when you take your antibiotics incorrectly. If you take an antibiotic for a day or two and go, oh, I feel good, you're still going to have bacteria there holding on that didn't get knocked out. That's why we bombard you with a 7-day antibiotic or a 10-day or a 14-day, so that anybody that lived past day 1, 2, 3, any bacteria that lived past day 1, 2, or 3, hopefully gets knocked out by day 12. By day 14, you see? Now, what's this with the throat antibiotics? What's going on there? So let's say gonorrhea enters your throat because of oral sex. And the gonorrhea is sitting there. and the gonorrhea colonizes. So, like, you know what? I'm good. I can hang out here for a while. Preston doesn't know she has gonorrhea in her throat, or he doesn't know. She's sitting there. Now she has a sore throat. Maybe from the gonorrhea, maybe not. But she or he are thinking, because of that sore throat, it's a typical sore throat. Maybe it's strep, whatever. She goes to a medical facility. They go, well, you know what? Let me give you some penicillin. Well, penicillin used to treat gonorrhea. Not anymore. And maybe one of the reasons why is because gonorrhea would sit there, be exposed to penicillin while it was sitting in the throat. And when it outlived the penicillin, its progeny is now penicillin resistant. So being treated for a sore throat isn't usually the same treatment as gonorrhea. So now, anytime this bacteria is exposed to an antibiotic and it outlives the environment of the antibiotic, its progeny can be resistant to it. And that's why they're saying oral sex possibly spread and made this super gonorrhea. Because it was not, you know, killed properly and it has now resistant genes. So, not good. So, okay, we used to treat gonorrhea a long time ago. We used to give you a shot of Rocephin, ceftriaxone. Would give you maybe one pill of ciprofloxacin, 500 milligrams. Maybe an Oflox, 400 milligrams once. We used to give you azithromycin, a Z-Pack, but not in Z-Pack form. Would give you a gram of Zithromax. Now they go, no. Because of the rise in resistance, we need to double punch this sucker. So the CDC recommends your ceftriaxone, right? That shot of Rocephin plus 1 gram of oral azithromycin, the Zithromax. Now, the good news is that also handles chlamydia. Because chlamydia and gonorrhea a lot of times go hand in hand. Chlamydia used to be the most common STD until people discovered HPV. And they go, oh, wow. And HPV is also very common. Why? Oral. Oral HPV can cause cancer. Oral HPV is becoming a big thing. So I don't know. Maybe people have to, you know, I don't know. Just put food in your mouths. I don't really know what to say here. But these bacteria are smart. They don't care what you do. They're going to take advantage. That's how pathogens do. They take advantage. You know, we talk about that myth of, you know, you having a window open at night when you sleep, you'll catch a chill. And if you catch a chill, you're going to get sick. All right. Well, you don't get sick from a window being open. All right. You don't get sick from a window being open. I mean, you know, you're surrounded by bacteria. I mean, unless somebody has tuberculosis and they're coughing right outside your window, you know, for the most part, who cares if the window's up or down? But the problem is you get cold and your immune system, you know, it kind of does a little bit of a reset. There could be some bacteria that use that opportunity to take advantage. You got bacteria in your body all the time. You got good bacteria and you got bad bacteria. You probably have some bad bacteria sitting on your throat right now. You got some bad bacteria probably in your sinuses that you breathed in. But your body fights it. That's what your immune system does. And your body is fighting it all the time. Think of it like Pac-Man. There's a Pac-Man game going on all the time. Imagine Pac-Man where you don't have to put in a quarter. I remember some guy could do that little set button where it just keeps going and keeps playing. Right. So that's what happens with your body. Then all of a sudden, something kind of distracts your immune system or some stress event or some issue with temperature. Something messes with you. And that's when the bacteria go, oh, I can take advantage. And then by the time the immune system turns around to look and see what the bacteria are doing, sometimes the bacteria has overgrown to the point that your immune system can't handle it. So that's microbiology in a nutshell. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I know there's been a lot of questions on what's going on with the GOP version of the Obamacare repeal and replace. In my neck of the woods, there's a lot of commercials trying to tell voters to either urge Dean Heller to vote for it or not. You know, because he is, I guess, one of the senators on the fence with it, and the GOP needs 51 senators to agree in order to move forward with their version of the American Health Care Act. This is I don't know how successful they're going to be. McConnell said that Congress would shore up insurance markets if Obamacare repeal fails. He had spoken at a luncheon in his home state in Kentucky, and he said, if my side is unable to agree on an adequate replacement, U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said, then some kind of action with regard to the private health insurance market must occur. Now, this has been reported by the Associated Press and New York Daily News. He said, no action is not an alternative. We've got the insurance markets imploding all over the country, including in this state. Now, Chuck Schumer, Senate Democratic leader, actually welcomed his comments. And he thought of it as a possible opening that could help achieve a bipartisan solution, saying it is encouraging that Senator McConnell today acknowledged that the issues with health insurance are fixable and opened the door to bipartisan solutions to improve our health care system. So some of us are looking at this as they may be having trouble, right? And the reason why the senators are having issues, especially the GOP side, is because either the bill is too strong or it's not strong enough. And this is the problem that the GOP has. You know, they really don't have a united front. And I also don't think they know what they want. Okay? I mean, healthcare is an issue, and it's a very scary, you know, a very cloudy issue, okay? You know, none of us know what our healthcare future is. In the olden days, we're like, all right, well, you know, you have some health insurance, you put some money aside, hopefully you never get sick. All right, well, that's not the way it is anymore. Now, we have no idea if we're all going to be on a single payer, if we're all going to have to be on Medicaid, if our healthcare system is going to be like the VA, if the healthcare system is going to be phenomenal. My guess, if I had to put my money on something, and I'm not really a betting woman, but I do live in Las Vegas, I would put all odds on the fact that the healthcare system is going to be screwed up for a very, very long time. The healthcare system was starting to be a mess, but it really got accelerated with Obamacare. So how do you fix Obamacare before the midterms? You can't. You can't. And so we've been going back and forth. Well, should we just let it implode? I mean, you know, we have issues with you know, insurers. You know, letting it implode allows the GOP to not, you know, look at fault when Obamacare fails or when the healthcare system next year stinks. The problem is they're going to be at fault no matter what. And Senator Mitch McConnell said, no, we're not going to just let it fall. That's not an option. And you know, he's right. You can't just let it fall. The problem is many of us do not want any remnants of Obamacare to be. All right? You know, we voted Trump in to repeal and replace Obamacare. If that doesn't happen, the GOP loses a lot of their stand. You have a lot of Democrats laughing at the GOP. And we still have a crappy healthcare system in place. The thing is maybe Obamacare was brilliantly designed, more than we think, such that there is no way you could dismantle it. It may be impossible to dismantle. For you and I, we're thinking, just repeal the sucker. Just repeal it. Start a new healthcare system. Just start over. Which actually may be the right thing to do. But it's not the politically easy move. And remember, we're not being, you know, legislated by, you know, common, you know, people, you know, pharmacists, doctors, nurses, teachers, construction workers. It's politicians. And a politician's job is to get reelected. A politician's job is not to, you know, come in there on his horse, you know, try to fix everything up and, you know, do what Donald Trump is doing. Okay, politicians, you know, the parties don't want you doing that. They don't want you to sit there and be a hero and be a superstar, right? They want you to, you know, make sure the party is sustainable as a whole. Kind of a communistic look if you look at it that way. You know, you're really not supposed to have that much individuality. You're supposed to vote as a block. You're supposed to vote with the group. You're supposed to do what everybody else does. You're not supposed to stand out. Yeah, a couple people could stand out if they want to run for office. But for the most part, let us decide. It's kind of interesting how we do it. Very interesting. So, where do we go with our healthcare system? You and I are looking at this. We're looking at our premiums. We're looking at the services we get. We're looking at doctors dropping off plans here and there. We see a medical provider who's different every single time. You know, I teach medical students on how to write notes. And I go, you know, the reason why we have to be so meticulous with our notes, not about getting sued, all right? You know, it's not so the patients could read them. It's because another doctor is going to see your patient. You have to assume that this is the last time you're seeing that person. And all your information is going to come from the previous notes. And the next doctor, all his information is going to come from your note. and the previous notes, which means you need to make sure that your note is crystal clear. I don't like to practice medicine that way. I went into family medicine. So I could take care of the little baby, and I could take care of mom, and I could take care of her brothers and sisters, and I could take care of grandma and even great-grandpa. Okay? And I could watch these kids grow up. I delivered babies, and then I got to see these kids and take care of them in my office. That was awesome. That's the way I thought medicine would be. You know, what's wrong with the dog? Oh, the dog has an ear infection. Well, let me take a look. That's the type of doctor I wanted to be. I could take care of the pets. Really, your toilet's clogged? I'll take care of the toilet while I'm at the house. That's the type of person I want to be. And that's not the way medicine is anymore. So health insurance cannot sustain. You know, when you, as much as you and I want the pre-existing clause to continue to be a part of our healthcare system, that basically was the nail in the coffin for us going into socialized medicine. And maybe that's what we want. I don't want socialized medicine, but maybe that's what the country wants. You know, we told insurance companies that they can't deny anybody. They have to cover everybody. Well, when the average, you know, person that actually purchases the health insurance uses more in terms of resources than what they're putting in premiums, insurance companies are going to go under. Why should a healthy person pay premiums? Because they could get health insurance when they're sick. So, you know, I want sick people being taken care of. It just, I think we're trying to make a system work with health insurance, and that's the problem. You know, have we ever considered how we could do a system without health insurance? You know, why can't I go to the doctor, pay the doctor $25 or $50, not have to worry about the doctor billing insurance, not have to worry about a deductible, not have to worry about, you know, why am I paying thousands of dollars to an insurance company that tells my doctor to charge me $25 or $50 or $100? I could just pay the $50, $100 to my doctor. I don't need to pay that to an insurance company. Well, because the insurance companies make sure the doctors don't overcharge you. The doctors won't overcharge you if you don't go to them anymore. If they want you to come to their hospital for that appendectomy, trust me, they're going to drop their prices. If they want you to walk into their office, they're going to have to drop the prices. Well, we have people that can't afford the $25. Well, that's what Medicaid is for. But do we have a whole entire nation that can't afford a $25 or $50 charge? If we do, we're in trouble. So we need to really rethink things, and trying to appease insurance companies and make sure they get their premiums and they're happy may not be the way to go. I don't know how to handle catastrophic health care. You know, if God forbid I get melanoma, I want the fanciest medications to save my life. We all do. We're spoiled. Well, that's going to cost money. It's not going to be free. If you're supposed to be, you know, at risk for a heart attack, and you want to take medications to save your life, that's going to cost. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Plus you can email us at drdahlia.com and write us on Facebook and Twitter. So Lindsay wants to know about manicures and cancer. She saw a study talking about how manicures could put you at risk for cancer. I think it was an opinion piece looking at gel manicures and the UV light exposure. Now, a lot of us get our nails done. I used to bite my nails, and because, you know, I worked in the hospital and they used a lot of sanitizers and washed my hands, you know, my nails were shot. And I don't look very sexy, and I think if I have good-looking nails, maybe that helps a little bit, okay? Look, I've kept my husband for 20 years for some reason, okay, and I don't cook. So maybe it's the nails. And so, you know, there's acrylic. There's these gels that you could put on your fingers to, you know, thicken up the nail and allow a smooth nail foundation for you to paint. But they have gel nails polish that's been around for a while. And in order for it to take and dry, you need UV light. So many manicurists offer gel manicures that have this little UV light contraption where you stick your hands in it and you let your fingers bake for a couple minutes. And you do that during the different phases of your getting the gel on there and the drying and the decorations, etc. Now, from what I understand, they do have another sort of gel that isn't requiring UV light, that's requiring LED. And that may take over the UV light gel machines. But one reason why I didn't do gel is because of that. I just didn't want direct UV exposure. Now, gel hasn't been around long enough to see if people are getting skin cancer from it. And so this one opinion piece talked about, well, maybe put sunscreen on your hands when you go for your gel manicures, or you can wear these gloves that only leave your fingernails out. And my only problem with that is, you know, you still could get melanoma on the nail bed in theory. Not from these UV light, you know, from, you know, gel machines, but, you know, it's, you can only protect yourself so much. But, you know, to be honest, the big reason why I don't do gel nails and I do acrylic is I didn't like to soak in the acetone. In order to get gel off, you have to have acetone-soaked cotton balls sitting on your nails. And then they wrap it in foil, and you sit there until the gel, you know, because acetone takes off the gel, but it takes forever and a lot of acetone. I just didn't want my skin absorbing the acetone. So there's a lot of reasons, you know, to maybe not do gel, although they are trying to make it a little easier and better. They are awesome-looking nails, I got to admit. I mean, when you see people with phenomenal nails, most likely it's gel versus acrylic because they're very shiny, etc. But you know, they also talk about how, you know, don't let the cuticles get cut, because when you cut your cuticles, it allows an opening for fungus and bacteria to get in. You want to make sure that your nail salon is using clean equipment. For the most part, people have been doing their nails for years and they've been fine, you know, not to panic. But yeah, if you could avoid extra direct UV light, I would. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, I would probably avoid these gummy bears with THC. Apparently, 11 teenagers in Indiana have been hospitalized after ingesting gummy bears that contain the psychoactive component of marijuana. Police were dispatched after a person called 911 requesting help. Police arrived to find a 19-year-old male alongside the road. He claimed to have ingested an unknown drug and asked to be taken to the ER. He further explained that his friends had also consumed the drug and wasn't sure as to where they are. He's not from the area, but they thought they were in a home nearby. So police were able to locate the home. The incident happened in and found 10 other teens in the house. They all complained of rapid heart rate, pain in their legs, and blurred vision. Several of the teens were suffering hallucinations. And after some investigation, police determined that each teenager had consumed one half of a gummy bear that was laced with THC. Just one, who eats one half of a gummy bear? You usually bite the, how do you, that's almost impossible. My teeth are bigger than the gummy bear. Now, THC is obviously the name for tetrahydrocannabinol, main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. But interesting how people were hospitalized by a lacing of it, which means the amount that could be put on this candy could be toxic, extremely toxic, especially if it's causing rapid heart rate. Blurred vision, pain in their legs. Marijuana isn't supposed to do that to you. Marijuana isn't supposed to raise your heart rate. So what the hell were they given? How much were they taking? Now, an article out of Houston, Texas, talks about patenting pot. Now, the DEA continues to categorize marijuana as a Schedule 1, right? So the government believes that, quote, there's no currently acceptable medical use and a high potential for abuse. When we do a Schedule 1, you're not allowed to drive, get your CDL with it on board. It's a Schedule 1 drug. right? And it's kind of put in the same league as LSD and heroin. Many people disagree, and they want to change that because, you know, they want medical marijuana to be more accepted and marijuana to be legalized. But for now, it's considered a Schedule I drug. 30 states have legalized pot for medicinal purposes so far, from what we're being told by KHOU. All right, but there are dozens of patents, from what we understand, related to cannabinoids and various strains of cannabis, including marijuana-laced lozenges, plant breeding techniques, methods for making pot-spiked beverages. Some of these products contain a significant amount of that THC, which is that psychoactive ingredient that we saw there with the gummy bears. Now, this was a professor who wrote this, Craig Gennard from Case Western Reserve. And he said he teaches patent law, and he's been monitoring how private companies are quietly securing these patents on cannabis-based products and method of production. You can get a patent even though it's a Schedule I drug. And they say the government has patented a method itself of administering a therapeutically effective amount of cannabinoids. So this patent system is very interesting. Now, he said, how are you able to patent a plant or a living substance that's been around for 5,000 years? They say back in 1980, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice Warren Burger wrote that eligibility for patent protection does not depend on whether the substance is living or non-living, but rather the inventor has altered nature's handiwork to the extent that the resulting invention can be deemed a non-naturally occurring substance. They say also two federal statutes expressly recognize patent protection on plant varieties, including the 1930 Plant Protection Act, which defined the constitutional term inventor as including not only someone who created something new, but someone who was a discoverer, one who finds or finds out. So there's a lot of things in the works coming around the bend, lozenges, drinks, etc. And the reason why I bring this up, not to have a discussion on patent law and if you could patent marijuana or not, but that this is going to be a huge industry. And even though it may be exciting for some of us who like to see what happens with the economy and like to see growth and like to see industries, you know, boom and like to see history, as a medical doctor, I'm a little concerned. You have 11 kids go to the hospital because of a half a gummy bear that was laced with enough THC to make them sick. All right? This isn't good. This isn't good at all. Now, I don't want to root it for the people that like their marijuana. You know, just like we were talking about with the opioids. Opana ER had to be taken off the market because some idiots were abusing it. And because they were injecting Opana, it ruined it for those of you that actually find that to be a very effective medication for your pain. Same thing with marijuana. You don't want some idiot out there selling laced, highly concentrated drug that messes it up for you, you know, when you need that medication for your neuropathy. But unfortunately, you know, expect a lot more of this type of stuff to happen. And when people say, but marijuana doesn't kill, we need to take a step back and realize marijuana can be very, very dangerous, especially an overdose. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.